Kari. A new report on education service provision in Amoro district indicates that improvement in school infrastructures by JIC has significantly boosted enrollment and retention of learners in recent years. Since 2013, JIC has supported more than 35 schools across Acholi districts by providing them with essential infrastructure such as latrines, teachers' houses, furniture, and classrooms. In Amoro district, some beneficiary schools include Hawalco Primary School and Edura Primary School in Lakwaya sub-county. Jennifer Rach, the teacher of Hawalco Primary School, reported a remarkable increase in the enrollment from 150 students in 2013 to over 500 students this year. The number of the girl children sitting primary level examinations PLE also rose substantially from just one girl out of the 10 to now 18 girls and 12 boys this year alone.
Improvement as far as learners retention in school is concerned, the way we are told, because they say some learners used to have their sessions or the lessons here in the show. And last year, girls, they outnumbered the boys in PLE. We have 30 candidates who start for PLE, 12 being male, and then 18 were female. Unlike in the olden days, much as we did not even have the candidates of soul, but we were having in some self-years, we would have like one girl in 7
drivers.
Simon Peter Ojok, the deputy teacher of Edura Primary School, attested to the positive changes brought about by the infrastructure improvements. Manuel Pacheta, the program officer for Northern Uganda Reconstruction, highlighted that the social infrastructure program has directly contributed to the rise in school enrollment under this initiative. He noted that the teachers previously had to travel approximately 5 kilometers to reach their schools, which hampered effective teaching and learning. The construction of the teachers' houses has elevated this challenge. Dr. Santo Uchi, the senior education officer for Moro District, added that the local community has become more engaged in protecting school properties, fostering a sense of ownership and sustainability of the infrastructure.